All right. You and I are gonna have to have a talk. No, we're not putting this off. No, I don't wanna hear it. I don't wanna hear that you don't wanna talk about it. Whatever it is, I'm through with that. I am through with you always stalling me. I am so damn through with you trying to weasel yourself out of this. You can't anymore. This has to stop. No, I know what you did. I know what you fucking did. What do you mean I don't know what I'm talking about? You know what? For someone who always has his phone by his side, you kind of slipped up and left it right on the couch. Now I can see why you've been treating me so fucking cold lately. Yes, I did do a little snooping around, and I just cannot believe you had the gall to go behind my back and just do that. Why? You know what? I thought I was enough for you. I really, truly did. I thought I was enough for you, and then you go behind my back and start just. Who is she? I really want to know, who is that woman that you've been texting every single fucking night? Yeah, I've seen what you told her. You told her that tomorrow night you were gonna meet up with her so she can suck your dick. That's. No, that's. And then to add insult to injury, you talked so rudely about me behind my back. You told her that I paid you no attention. I didn't even help you get that job. For the record, I did help you get that job, by the way. And second of all, or third of all, actually, you told her that I don't give you all the things you need. I don't suck your dick. I don't ride it. I don't even fuck you like I should. Well, I hate to break it to you, honey. I fuck you more than you ever needed. 'Cause if memory serves me right, you always came to me asking me to fuck you, even begging me to do it. And you even do that when you know I can't do it, when I'm not in the mood to do it, and then you always guilt trip me into doing these things. I'm so fucking sick of it. You're so needy, and then you go behind my back and say that I'm neglecting you? You have the fucking nerve to say all that? You're full of it. You're so rich. You know that you've. I don't know what to think of you anymore. For 3 years, I thought you were. I thought you were the man of my dreams. I really thought, like a stupid idiot, I thought you were the man of my dreams. I just don't get it. I don't understand why I fell for that. I've. And then. Wow. Just. And then. On top of that, you told her that you only called me daddy because I made you call me daddy. I forced you to. Nuh-uh, honey. You came to me saying all that. You asked me to be your daddy. And then you go behind my back and say all those all those hurtful things, all those lies, why do you do this? For 3 years, you've used me. I bought you things from left to right. I helped you get that job you needed. And then I hear that you're just sort of, you're slacking. You're slacking on your job, the job that I helped get you. That's so... I have never felt more used in my life. And it doesn't feel good. At all. And you're gonna find out about that soon enough. You better take off all your clothes, boy. If you really want to redeem yourself. Nuh-uh. No, you're not. You're not gonna go back to your fucking game. You're gonna do what I say. Take off your clothes. Put down that PlayStation controller. Get your ass over here. Right fucking now. You know what? You're absolutely disgusting to me now. You completely repulse me. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to hear those words, does it? All those years, I thought you were... All those years, I thought that you were mine. That you were truly mine. I mean, I don't mind you having friends. No, I don't mind you having friends at all. But to go behind my back and betray my trust, and then on top of that, talk so badly behind my back, I don't even know who you are anymore. What I'm seeing right now is a naked little thing. You're not a person to me anymore. You're just a thing. Don't you fucking say a goddamn word to me. Your words don't matter to me anymore. Hell, don't be surprised if you hear me say that you don't matter to me anymore. Because you sure as hell did act like that I didn't matter to you anymore, so... Why should that make me feel bad? I've done so many things for you in our relationship. Both in our romantic relationship and... both in our relationship, romantic and DS relationship. You completely destroyed that. Do you really feel good about yourself? I bet you do, looking at the way you're smirking. See, you don't have no fucking remorse at all. And that's what makes me so mad. And I see you. I see you trying to struggle to keep up that really smug front that you have on right now. You're not fooling me. You're starting to realize right now that I've had it. I'm done being nice. I am done being sweet. You're just gonna have to weather this out with me. Because I'm not cutting you no more slack. I am cutting you exactly no more slack anymore. So go ahead. Go ahead. I know that all that I'm saying to you right now is going in one ear and out the other. But I'm pretty sure it's making your cock hard. I think it feels good to you to know that you've betrayed me, that you betrayed us together. And you don't feel any remorse at all. Oh, go ahead and cry. Those alligator tears ain't helping you one single bit. Now go ahead. Stroke that cock. Make yourself feel better. Because you know what? There's nothing you can do to do that. Because I'm gonna tell you exactly the way that it is. That you're disgusting. You're revolting. The way you treat me is pathetic, just like you. Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh. Oh, are those real tears? Oh. Oh, so now you're begging me for forgiveness. Honey, it's not working at all. You're gonna have to stroke yourself. You're gonna have to work really hard to beg for my forgiveness. And you know what you're gonna do? You know what you're gonna do? You're going to open up your legs right now. And you're gonna fuck your ass for me. With your fingers. No. No, I'm not going to be doing the fucking because I'm too disgusted to go even an inch towards you. Even a fucking... You really, really make me sick. You know that? I'm not even sure if I want to be your daddy anymore. Exactly. That's the reaction I want to get out of you. And you know it's going to be true. I don't think I ever want to be your daddy ever again. Not after this. Oh, look at you. You're so fucking pathetic. Right. Yeah, you keep fucking that ass with that fucking pathetic finger that you been sending all those pathetic little texts to that other bitch. Uh-huh. Sure. Oh. Do you think that she would want to get with that? I don't think so. Your cock, while it may be pretty average, it's just, it ain't all that. You ain't all that either. Because you know why? You're gonna know what it truly feels like to be treated like a bitch the way you deserve. Go ahead and cry. Go ahead and beg for my forgiveness. It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work at all because you know what? You've ruined everything between us. You did. Oh, you keep fucking stroking that cock. I didn't tell you to fucking stop. Go ahead. Keep fingering that ass. Oh, you think it hurts. Oh, it hurts. Oh, that's what you deserve. You deserve to hurt. You deserve to feel pain. Just like I did. Oh yeah, just go on. Go ahead and call me a bitch all you want. That's not gonna help at all. Now you keep fucking stroking that cock. I didn't say stop. Why you keep stopping, huh? Keep going. Yeah, think about all those things you've done. All the things we've done together. All the things that you told me. Those things that you promised me. They were all a lie, weren't they? I'm not the least bit surprised at all. And you know what? It kind of surprises me that you tried to break me throughout all this. All those things you've done. You were pretty much hoping that I would cry and just beg you to stay. No. No. Mm-mm. Yeah, because I've also seen where you said that you were going to leave me. Oh, you didn't mean it. Right, you didn't mean it. You swore up and down to her that after tomorrow night that you were going to pack up all your stuff and leave. Well, that's fine. She can keep you. I don't want you anymore. No. You got your own personal little bitch. I could easily find someone to replace you. Easily. And don't you ever forget that. Don't ever forget that you're not irreplaceable at all. Usually, it hurts me to see you cry. It really hurts to see you cry. But for right now, I kind of feel pretty nice seeing you like this. That shows me that you feel remorse for once. Yeah, keep stroking that cock. Keep fucking that ass with your fingers. I bet you're getting close, aren't you? Well, how about I just help you go along the process by just grabbing your fucking balls then, huh? Hearing you cry like that. Just hearing you cry out like that is just so fucking hot. That's music to my ears. Now you better remember who keeps you whimpering every single night. Keeps you utterly satisfied after a nice, hard fucking. You know I give that cock attention. You know I give that ass attention. I give every little inch of you attention. And that just isn't enough, is it? Because that's all you are, is an attention whore, is it? You're a pathetic, disgusting attention whore that gets off from telling lies and slandering people's name. You know what? That's fine and dandy because you're gone after this. You are completely gone. And after you come, I want your clothes off the floor and on your body. And get your fucking things and leave. That's right. You're gone after this. So you better come. You better fucking come for me right now so I can get your sorry ass out of here. You better fucking come. Come for me right now. Come for me right now, boy. Get it. Get it. Get it together and just fucking come. Right now. Right fucking now. Tell me you're a fucking cheater. Tell me you are fucking cheater and come. Yeah, tell me. Oh, yeah. Say, I'm a pathetic little cheater, Daddy. Please, Daddy, please don't kick me out. Well, that's too bad. That's too bad, sucker. You're gonna be gone after every bit of that cum is on the floor. No, I'm not gonna even let you clean it up. I'm just gonna kick you straight out. You better be thankful I'm kicking you out with clothes on. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and come. Ooh, yes, come. Come for me, you fucking cheater. Come for me, you little fucking bastard. You're pathetic. You're disgusting. Yeah, you get off on that, don't you? Oh my god, yeah, look at you. Look at you coming so... Ooh, yes, look at you coming so hard. Fucking pathetic cheater. Yes. Oh, really? Well, from the looks of it, I think your begging's pretty genuine, or unless you're a really good actor. I want you to get your fucking clothes on and pack up your bag. Because you're gonna spend a night in a fucking motel. Because I don't want you near me right now. I don't want you in this space. I don't want you anywhere near me right now. So go on. Get dressed. Pack your things. I've had enough. Get the fuck out.